This is John Redmond for Fox News, and today we have an interview with Iran's ex-ambassador to Japan and Turkey, Sattar Farhadi, about his role working as a diplomat during difficult times, and also some cultural faux pas we may not be aware of. Sattar, you're originally from Iran, I believe. You've had quite a varied career as a diplomat. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, yes. I was born in Iran and I lived there for my first 12 years. So I speak fluent Persian. Then I moved to Turkey and there I learned how to speak Turkish. I studied Arabic and Persian languages in university. I have a fairly good knowledge of most of the languages in the region. After university, I took up Japanese, and after a few years living in Kyoto, I became fluent, which was very useful for my diplomatic career. As you can imagine, as you are aware, I also picked up English along the way. These days, I work with the UN, so the different languages I've learned have come in very useful along the way.
It sounds like you have a knack for learning languages. Before you started your role in Japan, I understand that you were ambassador to Turkey. How did you find working in Turkey?
Yes, that's where I started out. I was quite young, only 42 at the time I was offered the position. Because I grew up in Iran, until the age of 12, I had a grasp of some of the cultural faux pas, which made me an ideal candidate to be the ambassador. But they vary from country to country. For instance, in most Arabic countries, it's considered very rude to point the soles of your shoes at somebody. That's also the case in Turkey. But there was something else I used to do, which is giving the thumbs up sign. That's actually very rude in Turkey. It took me a while to become aware that I was doing that. I remember one meeting when a diplomat got very annoyed with me after 2 minutes, and I was racking my brains trying to think how I'd offended him. I found that most people are quite accepting if you make a social mistake. They're usually just as worried about making mistakes of their own. People generally understand that you are from different culture, and I find as long as you show respect and apologize sincerely if you do cause offense, then they'll be happy with that. The problem is, if you make a really big cultural mistake, it can be difficult to recover from that. The concept of face is important in the Arabic world. And if you cause someone to lose face in front of the group, you may have a hard time dealing with them again. If you're going to apologize, it's best to do it in private. A public apology will sometimes just make things much worse.
So, what about Japan? Did you make any of these cultural gaffes over there?
Yes, quite a few actually. For example, I get allergies to pollen, especially cherry blossoms, so I usually carry a handkerchief around with me. At one of my first business meetings in Japan, I blew my nose in front of the group, and without any notice, they all stood up and left. My own advisor, a Japanese lady, pointed out to me what I had done. Over there, people don't blow their noses in company. It's considered the height of rudeness. She thought it was too obvious to mention at first, because for her, it was second nature. But after that, we sat down and we talked about a lot of the other things that are considered faux pas. That was a big help. It still didn't stop me making a few other mistakes, but they were mostly laughed at. For a while, there I was a constant source of comedy. After a few months, on the job, I got up to speed and picked up what I should and shouldn't do by observing how the Japanese interact with each other. Once I'd got the hang of it, though, I was offered a job in the UN and then had to start from scratch all over again. Still, I wouldn't swap my job for anything else. I've enjoyed dealing with people on a daily basis, and I feel I've done some good along the way.
Well, that's very interesting. Thank you for joining us today in the studio, Sattar.